Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill. So thanks so much for tuning in. And I'm so glad to be here with you to be able to talk about core pillar number one. So if you didn't see yesterday, you know, we talked about my big announcement for 2021, which is creating this new membership called Faith to Impact Plus. And I'm super excited about that and really excited about getting that started and continuing to go forward with that and helping that evolve as it needs to. And if you catched yesterday, we talked about how we're going to be focusing on three different areas, and that is faith, family, and impact. You know, and as I've really thought through this and figured out what's going to be the core pillars of this show and of the membership and everything like that, those are the things that really came to mind. And if you know, listened to yesterday, then I talked about like looking to the future and really like envisioning what is that going to look like and what's going to really matter, you know, in the end. And that's the thing that is really powerful to be able to do, because there's so many things that now we sometimes worry about that just isn't that big of a deal in the future. Like for instance, with, you know, Faith to Impact Plus, what we'll be doing is I'll be doing a monthly challenge or summit or whatever. We're going to kind of figure out what word we want to kind of use going forward. But for this first one, I'm going to call it a challenge, and I've done some challenges in the past and things. And so it's bringing together five amazing speakers. And so, even for me, you know, as I was thinking through this, that I sometimes starting something new can be challenging and it can be difficult, especially in the beginning. And so even as I went through this and looked at it, I was like, man, this is something that will require some faith and it will require some work. And sometimes in the beginning it can be really hard. And there's certain things that I'm worried about now, like, oh, but like, what if we don't have a ton of people in that first challenge or whatever? What about this and that? And having these different ideas going through my head. But then when I focus on like, well, what about in a year? Is that going to matter? Like, it's not going to matter anymore. Like, and it's just like, I just need to get started and we need to get it going. And so that's why, you know, it's just an important concept to have. And so today, what I wanted to dive into is faith. So today I'll talk about faith, tomorrow I'll talk about family, and then Friday we'll talk about impact. And so those are the three core pillars that we'll be talking about throughout this show. And then obviously in, you know, Faith to Impact Plus and that membership and in the challenges and things like that. And so really excited that we can dive into that today. And so I wanted to talk about three different things here. So first of all, that faith is what really matters. You know, if you think about it, just like I talked about yesterday of envisioning, you know, the end of your life, take a second and think about that. Like, what is really going to matter? You know, and your faith in God is really what's going to matter in the end. You know, if that's something you just said, whatever, I don't have time for that, I think we'll regret that, right? And so that's why, you know, faith is such an important part of this show and just of our lives, that's a core piece. And in my opinion, it's kind of like a big rock. You've maybe heard this analogy before, but think about like if you have a big jar. So you've got this big jar and you have a bunch of different sizes of rocks and sand to be able to fit in there. And if you've heard of this before, like, what do you have to put in first? Do you put in the sand first and then you put the big rocks and then you put the smaller rocks? Or like, what is the order that you put those in? And if you've tried this before, if you put the sand in first, then it's not going to work. Everything else isn't going to work because the big rocks, there's some that just are not going to fit. So what you have to do is you have to put those big rocks in the jar first, and then you can put the smaller rocks, and then you can do the sand, right? Because if you have those big ones, you can maybe shake it around a little bit, and then you get those small ones to kind of go in those grooves. And then the same thing with the sand. Now you can put the sand in and then shake that around and get that all in there. And so it's the same thing with faith. I feel like if we put our faith, like, is the big rock, and you put that in the jar first, and then you put everything else in, everything will work out. You know, maybe you have to do some shifting, you have to do some different things, maybe some things, you know, that, you know, God doesn't want you to put in there won't fit because he doesn't want them in there or whatever. But that's why, you know, it's so important and something that we'll be talking about, you know, throughout this show. And of course, it's faith to impact. How do we, you know, use our faith to impact the world and impact our families? And that's why it's an important piece. And so the second part I want to say is that, you know, faith is the starting point for anything. So if you think about like you know, let's say, even if you look at like a non-religious sense of having faith, like when you go to work, you know, or you're doing a business, like whatever you do, like let's say you have a 9-to-5. And so you go into work. Now you don't like know for sure that you're going to get paid, right? like especially that first couple of weeks, like who knows, maybe this company is just a scam. And so you're going to go work and then afterwards, like obviously that doesn't happen. But if you think about that, like you have to go in and you have to put in the work, and then after 2 weeks or so, then you're going to get paid, right? And so you have faith, you go in there. And so it's that starting point for you to say, okay, yes, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go into work. I'm going to go do this stuff and do the things that I need to do so that I can then get paid. And so that's just a quick example of something that we can do. But that really faith is the starting point for everything. And so even if you're thinking about, hey, I want to impact the world in this way, I want to help my family in that way, you have to believe, first of all, that you can actually do that, right? That you can go ahead and do that. Because if you don't believe it at all, then you're probably not going to do it. You're probably not going to even start. And so that's where faith does come in, is that it's that starting point for us to get going and to be able to go forward. And the last point I just want to talk about is that faith gives motivation. So faith can give us the motivation to keep going forward. And that's what I just think is so powerful. So Grant Cardone, he talked about how he likes to tell people about like a car. So if you're in a car and you're looking up at the rearview mirror is looking at the past, right? It's looking what's behind you, and it's tiny. It's not that big, right? But and then your windshield is massive. It's this huge, massive thing that you can look through so that you can see where you're going, which obviously is more important, like where we're going, than where you've been. And so in a similar way, if you think about with faith, it's much more important to look forward to where you're going. And that's what's really cool, is when you focus on that faith and you have that belief going forward, whether that's in God, whether that's in yourself or in the things that you're doing, that allows you to continue to be motivated by the things that you're doing. Because if you think about with the windshield and the rearview mirror, if you were just staring at the rearview mirror all the time, then it's going to be hard to drive quickly. It's going to be hard to drive safely and to be able to go where you want to go. And so it's important for us to look forward with faith, and that allows us to have that motivation to continue to go forward. And Grant Cardone talks about if your motivation is lacking, if you really feel like everything right now is like you have these big problems, then like the dreams and the goals that you have going forward just aren't big enough. And I think that makes a lot of sense, you know. And even, you know, if you think about this Faith to Impact Plus, right, this membership that I'm putting together, super excited for, and there's things in the beginning to get set up and to go. And sometimes those things can seem really big. It's like, oh man, there's all these things like the tech stuff you got to set up. You got to do the coordinating with speakers, all these different things. And sometimes in the moment, it can be hard, and you look at that as like a big thing. But then if you can look forward with faith and say, hey, like this is where I plan for this to go, and this is what I expect to happen in the future, then those problems right now just don't seem that big, right? Because you know that things will work out. And that's where, for me, having that faith that things will work out is really, really powerful. And I know that, you know, faith in God is super important, but also faith in you and faith in the things that you're doing, faith in your family, that belief that you can do it is super important. So that's why it's a core pillar of this show, a core pillar of, you know, what we'll be talking about going forward in the membership and also in the challenges and things that we have coming up. So super excited about that. And I know that, you know, faith is super important. So that's why it is something that we'll be talking about and going forward, so that we can continue to see how can we have more faith? How can we increase that faith and be able to make a bigger difference in the world, make a difference in the family, and follow what God wants us to do? So that's why that's the core pillar. And I'm excited to dive into families tomorrow. And so thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you tomorrow.